Chapter 7. Putting Things in Order. Now that I had a secure home and a place to sit, I began my journal. In the first entries, I recorded most of what I have shared here. My days were divided into two sections. I hunted in the mornings, then napped when the day grew too hot for movement. When the day cooled, I worked around my homestead. My living space was tightly packed with belongings. I decided to dig a pantry into the hill behind my tent. It was mid-November before I could really work hard at my pantry. I suffered for the lack of pickaxe, shovel, or wheelbarrow. My need for a shovel was pressing, so I searched for items to make the tool. I found what I believed to be an iron tree, named for its weight and hardness. With difficulty, I managed to collect a piece and haul it home. Working the wood into a rough spade shape was long and hard. Though the end result looked odd, I was satisfied that no shovel ever had more work in the making. As I dug out my pantry, I used the dirt to level and raise the land around my tent. Over time, my cave storage area grew bigger and bigger, and my home became tidy. By early December, I was convinced my cave was big enough for all my goods. In fact, I had dug out too much. Part of the roof and side caved in, which alarmed me more than a bit. Digging the rubble out of my cave was no small task. Then I learned to cut trees and create the shoring for the storeroom. This shoring strengthened the walls and allowed me to add long wooden shelves. I found great pleasure at seeing my things so neatly in order. With the pantry finished, I looked around for what to do next. Near the end of December, I lamed a young goat on a hunting expedition. I caught it and led it home on a string. When I had the goat home, I bound up its leg and took care of it. It grew tame and never wandered far away. At this, I considered the potential in taming and breeding goats. I hunted for a mate for my goat, but when I brought the dog to the herd, they didn't scatter so that he might cut one from the group. Instead, they turned and faced him. The dog sensed his danger and would go no further. Since I seemed unable to catch more than one goat, I turned my attention to my storage rooms. I took inventory of what I owned and planned ways to make anything I was missing. During my search, I learned that rats had gotten into the bag of chicken feed and eaten the contents. I decided to use the empty bag to hold powder for my gun. I shook the dusty remains out of it on the ground outside the cave and gave it no further thought. A month or so later, I noticed a few green stalks shooting up out of the ground. I watched the plant grow, wondering what it might be. I was astonished when it bore perfect green English barley. If this was not enough of a surprise, I found some stalks of rice nearby. I realized that what I had thought was a dusty bag of spoiled feed had become a farm. I saved the grain carefully that I might plant it again and increase my harvest over time.